Blog Talk Radio.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
I understood loneliness before I knew what it was. All the pills on your table for your unrequited love. I would be nothing without you holding me up. Not strong enough for both of us, both of us, both of us. I am
the dirt under me, yeah. I'm gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt under me, yeah. I'm gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt, yeah. I'm gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt, yeah. I'm gonna shake, throw the weight.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Now, Dr. Praneet James, I want to say that I remember you, you were part of the How to Get Rich in the Hair business book several years ago. It's been several years at this point. But let's talk about your career. Now, with trichology, that's a big thing out there. We always have to tell folks because not everyone is still, even at this time, as familiar with what trichology is all about. So let's start at the beginning. Tell everybody a little bit about what trichology is all about.
Absolutely. Trichology is the study of the hair and the scalp. I work very closely with men, women, and children suffering from various hair and scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get their hair to a healthy state. So I actually take a holistic approach to overall hair health.
I see. And what does that approach include? Because when you say a holistic approach, what does that mean?
A holistic approach. I'm also a naturopathic doctor. And we take, again, the holistic approach, meaning I take approach from the body system. Our body has 12 different systems, so normally when someone comes in for hair loss, what I do is do a body scan, and what that does is it tells me exactly what body systems are out of range. So, for example, a lot of my women that come in, they have their glandular system is out of range. Now, the glandular system is the system that houses their adrenal glands. That's the system that helps them to sleep. That's the system that consists of, the menopause issues stem from that particular system, a lot of your autoimmune issues. So if that system is out of range, of course, it's going to reflect in the hair. So that's what I like to do. We get to the culprit of what's actually going on versus just topically treating. So about a 97% of my patients that I treat have a nutritional deficiency, which, of course, is the major contributing factor to the hair loss. So by getting to that culprit, we're going to prevent them from, spinning their wheels. Just like if someone has a circulatory system, you probably say, what does that have to do with hair loss? It has a lot to do with it because if the circulatory system is out of range, then it's going to reflect in the hair because the blood, of course, the circulatory system controls the blood. And if there is a blockage or inflammation in the body, the blood is flowing to the papilla. The papilla is what feeds the actual hair follicle. So, again, if there's a blockage, then, of course, that's going to block the hair growth and cause, hair loss, et cetera. So, huge. Our body systems, that's a, like I said, if it's something that's out of range, then it's going to reflect in the hair. Our hair is the barometer of our health. So pretty much if you have some type of, a major health condition or if something is out of range, it's going to reflect in the hair first.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Be careful of those who grow silent during your season of celebration. It's amazing how people like you until it gets good. People don't mind being with you as long as they feel like y'all on the same level. But the minute your lifting comes, the minute God begins to make it very clear that his hand is upon your life, look around and watch those who grow silent. Watch those who stop clapping. Watch those who start speaking negatively about you. Watch those who stop coming. Watch people who always try to compare what they have to what you have. Watch people who always try to lift themselves in the conversation. Watch people who are always in competition with you. Watch those people who will not give you a compliment no matter what, especially when God begins to lift you. If somebody cannot be genuinely happy for you, these are the type of people you absolutely do not need in your life. They don't call, they don't show up, and they stop applauding because they're slick jealous of what God is doing in your life. You do not need those people around. Be mindful of those people, and definitely don't call them friend.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest with us today. She actually is a hairstylist, and I should say a superstar celebrity hairstylist and author. It is the Hair Radio Morning Show's great honor to welcome Miss Kim Berry. Good morning, Kim. Good morning to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It is truly a great special honor for us. Let's just start and jump right on in. We need to tell everybody what makes you a celebrity superstar stylist. One of your most notable clients, of course, the one and only Prince. Let's start there, Kim. First, tell us a little bit about yourself first. Now, you're based out where? Where are you based?
Los Angeles, California, born and raised.
Oh, really? You were actually born in, I don't know anybody who was actually born in Los Angeles.
Yes, born and raised. My mother and father are from the country, North Carolina and Tennessee, so everybody thinks I'm from the country because I got their ways, but I'm born and raised in Cali.
Well, listen, we have a lot in common because same thing here. My parents are from North Carolina. And yes. I lived out in Los Angeles, but you were actually born there, so that is amazing. I love that. So now tell everybody, you are a celebrity stylist. I call you a celebrity stylist. Sometimes folks, some of the hairstylists don't want to be known as a celebrity stylist. They don't want to be referred to that way. Does it bother you when someone says celebrity stylist?
No, I actually like it. I'm sorry. I was like, you worked in the industry long enough. You owed your dues. I appreciate the tag. I appreciate
awesome. Yeah. Well, you definitely fit the bill. So I want to, yes, well, absolutely. First of all, you have notably one of the most famous clients in the world. There is very, very few folks other than the late Prince who would be on par if there was such. So let's turn to that. Let's go back a little bit, Kim. Now, I also want to tell everybody, first of all, one of the reasons you've been out, you've talked a little bit, I saw some things online, you have authored a book that kind of chronicles a lot of this, I'm sure. Which I'm very proud about. And that book is called Diamonds and Curls with a Z. I love that on the end there.
Yeah.
Yes, and about your life working with Prince. So So let's start at the beginning. I know you've been asked a lot of these questions I've seen, but I think it's a remarkable story, and I'm very excited to have you on board. So let's start at the beginning. How did this all come about? Now, you, what I did uncover, which I thought was a hilarious story, I did catch part of it, where the prince's former stylist before you pretty much quit on the job, so to speak.
Yes.
And
yep.
Can you, do you remember that story? Can you please tell our audience? I think it's hilarious how,
yes.
just the thought of it, cracks me. Yes, please share that story, Kim.
Yes, I had been actually dating Prince's bodyguard, and I just kept asking him, you know, get me a job.
Well, now,
you know,
that wasn't Big Coco, was it?
Yes, it was Big Coco.
Okay.
And so
I've done my research.
Yes, I had been dating him for a while. And so finally he started taking me around to the camp, and I would hang around, you know, at the video shoots and photo shoots and things. So Prince is very astute and always watching the area. So he knows when there's someone new in the area. So he's always watching you. So I had been, like, I'd go whenever I go to the sets, I would always go to wherever the hairstylist and the makeup artist was. So finally I met Tanya, who was his stylist at the time, and so we just clicked, and, you know, you just meet genuine people and you become friends. And so she and I were hanging out, and she was just complaining one day, and she was like, you know what, I'm tired of doing this. I want to go home. I don't want to live out of a suitcase. And I was like, girl, you got the best job in the world. She's like, it's not what you think. And I said, Lord have mercy. I said, it's funny how you covet someone else's life, but you don't know what they go through in the course of a day. And so she was like, it's not what you think, Kim. And I said, I think you work for the biggest entertainer in the world. And she was like, Kim, it's not what you think. And sure enough, my mother used to tell us all the time, you know, be careful, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And she went into, we were on a video set, I forgot what set it was that he was shooting that day, but she went into the room with Prince, and he snatched a comb out of her hand. And she said, you know what? She said, my lips are chapped from kissing your little black ass. I'm out of here. And she literally, after the video set, she packed her stuff up and she left. And I said, when you call it a holy hookup, that I was standing there and got this introduction. I had been hanging out with her. I had formed a friendship. And so the people in the camp knew who I was, you know, and it was just interesting that what God has for you is for you, and not even the gates of hell going to keep you from it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And see, she quit, and I call it the holy hookup that I was standing there. They were going to Germany the next day, and so they left to go to Germany. He said, tell Tanya to get the salon ready. And all the team was like, no, Tanya quit. Because, you know, Prince is used to being Prince, so he talks crazy to you, and the next day, of course, he knows you're going to be there. No,
right.
This day, Tanya packed her stuff and left. And so he said, so what do you mean? I'm going to Germany without a hairstylist? And they were like, yeah, they didn't know what to tell him. And so he was baffled, so they had to hire somebody when they got there. He hated the person. He wound up doing his own hair for the show that night. And so they come back to Los Angeles, and Coco said, get your stuff ready. He said, meet me at this club in Beverly Hills. And he said, bring your portfolio. I got my portfolio, and one thing my parents used to always instill in me, you know, if you stay ready, like the rapper say, you ain't got to get ready.
That's
so
right.
I had been doing photo shoots. I had been stacking pictures. I had my book ready. Went to the club. They had already made preparations for me to get in. And God was just awesome. It was just a move of God. So we laid the book on the table. I approached him. He looked at me like, how did you get to my table? And I was like, my name is Kim Berry. I know you don't have a hairstylist, I said, and I'd love to, you know, do your hair. And so he looked at me. He opened the book. He said, so you do hair, you know, in his, you know, snide remark way. And I said, yeah. He said, you got a salon? I said, yeah. He said, go hook it up. And so I already knew. I had been watching her, following everything she was doing, and I noticed on her table she had this hairspray. I went and bought it. If she had this gel, I went and bought it. So I was duplicating her table, never thinking that I would ever get the opportunity to do Prince. But I said, if she's using it, I'm going to use it, because she's a celebrity stylist. And so my dad used to tell me growing up, preparation, success is when preparation meets opportunity. When the opportunity presents itself, will you be prepared? And literally,
the opportunity presented itself. I went to the salon. I blacked out the windows. I knew how to do that. I got the salon ready. And about an hour later, I get a phone call, and he said, Kim, this is Prince. And I said, oh, my God. And so he says, yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it. I said, oh, okay, well, no problem. I said, next time, you know, you in Los Angeles, just know you got a hairstylist. He said, well, do you travel? Now, mind you, I'm 19, 20 years old. I ain't never left Inglewood, let alone California. And so I said, yes. And yes just popped out of my mouth. And I was like, oh, my God, what did I just say? He said, okay, great. He said, we're sending a car to come pick you up. He said, meet us at the airport. I said, I'm sorry, what? He said, is there a problem? I said, no. He said, I said, oh, my God, in my mind, I'm freaking out. And so I was like, meet him at the airport. I was like, wait a minute, what's happening? But that's just how Prince does. He get down. Everybody that you know that has worked for him has the same remarkable story. Like, it's on the spot. You're getting hired. And wow. So I called my mother. I hung up the phone, and I called my mother. I was like, oh, my God, I just talked to Prince. She said, stop lying. I said, no. I just talked to Prince. I said, he said that they sit in the car. I said, I don't have no clothes. I don't have no. She said, you better get to that airport. She said, take your curling irons and your hairspray, and you get to that airport. And she said, I'm going to send you some money in the morning. You go to Target, buy you some clothes, and you keep on moving. I said, oh, my God. So I literally took the coat on my back and my curling irons and jumped in. They sent the limousine. I went to LAX. Him and his brother was on the plane. I walked past them, sat down on the plane, flight booked, everything.
When
first
you say
time
on
thought,
the plane,
no.
Was this a commercial plane?
No, commercial
or?
Airline, yes.
Okay.
But for most part, he did commercial. And I just couldn't believe it was happening. I was like, oh, my God, there's Prince. And went and got on, sat down on the plane. And first time I got off the plane, I saw snow. I was like, oh, my God, it's Christmas Eve.
You're from California.
Yes. So seasons was the first time I met seasons was traveling with Prince. And so saw snow. I got to the gates open to Paisley Park, and I was like, oh, my God, it does exist. Wow. They walk me through the back door. I go upstairs to the hair salon in the back room. And it was just amazing. I'm like, oh, my God, this is happening. So his brother walks in. His brother said, okay, you're going to do me first. And I said, okay, great. So I'm trained for this. So my beauty school teacher would hand me 6 or 7 towels at a time, train me on speed, train me on ability. And he said, look, he said, quality and then quantity, never sacrificing one for the other. He said, your first head needs to look as good as your last head. So I said, okay, got it. I've already been trained, got it. I've already been putting it in my path and getting me ready for the opportunity such as this. And I did his brother hair and 4 women that were there hanging out with them that night, and one behind the other, bam, knocking down heads. So his brother said, okay, well, he'll be in a few minutes. I said, okay, 1 hour goes by. 2 hours go by. I'm sitting there. I'm looking around. Now, I'm in Paisley Park. You can see the purple rain jacket in the corner, a raspberry beret outfit. There's jewelry laying around. I sat there with my hands in my lap, and I said, Mama used to say, if you go in somebody else's house, you don't touch nothing that don't belong to you. I sat right there for 2.5 hours with my hands in my lap. I said, okay, I don't know what's going on, but if they don't know that I know that it's a camera's watching me, I said, okay. So finally his brother.
Well, you were very smart for 19, though.
Absolutely.
That was very wild.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, Mama didn't play that.
They taught
Mama
you very
trained
well.
Me. Absolutely. So I sat there, and his brother stuck his head in the door and said, you didn't steal nothing, did you? I said, excuse me, first of all. I said, Mom, I knew this was a test. I said, my mom ain't raised no fools. I said, second of all, quit playing with me. I got to go to the bathroom. He said, you could have went to the bathroom. So he's laughing at me. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, no, I ain't moving through this man's house. This is his house. And so I stayed right there. And so he said, okay, for real. So I got settled. And he said, okay, for real. He coming in a few minutes. I said, don't you leave me sitting here. Now, mind you, Paisley Park is a self-contained. They call it a creative battleship. And so inside Paisley Park, there's kitchens. So they can make their own food. There's studios. There's a hair salon. There's a dance studio, there's a disco, there's a performance area. That, like, this place is massive.
And when there are elevators inside there. We saw a little bit of it. There are elevators inside there. It's
absolutely
a completely.
It's a complete compound. It is compound, amazing. Yeah. Even now, when Oprah Winfrey came, Oprah Winfrey was like, I thought Harpo Studios was huge. She said, my studio will fit inside of here. She said, this is massive. So if you would impress Oprah Winfrey, you know you're doing something.
You got that right. And
yes,
I've only known one or two to do that. So you're right.
Absolutely. Yes. And wow. So, finally, Prince stuck his head in the door, and I was like, oh, my God, he's so little. Like, it didn't matter. Like, when you see Prince on stage, he's larger than life. He is this huge entity. But when you see him in person, he's a small-stature man. He's very quiet. He's very humble. He's very meek. And he used to ask me all the time, you know, I got, like, 10 personalities. I was like, yeah, I met all of them. So it's a different Prince in every element of the – but he stuck his head in the door. He said – yeah, I love your work, he said, but you can't have those nails in my head. He said, I'm tender-headed. I said, okay, click, 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 click. I just started breaking off all 10 nails right there in front of it. He started laughing. He said, oh, my God. He said, you are so funny. He said, okay, yeah, you're going to work. He said, go back to the hotel. We're going to Miami in the morning. I said, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I said, you're not getting your hair done? He said, no, I'm good. Don't worry about it. It's too late. He said, "Well, I'll see you in Miami. I'll see you at the airport." I was like, oh, my God. So I'm packing up my stuff, and I'm just like, so did I just get hired? What just happened? I was like, oh, my God. So we get to Miami. We stay there for a few days. He says, him, order whatever you want. He said, just hang out. I'll let you know when I'm ready to get my hair done. I said, okay. But a few days later, he called me. He said, we're going to Chicago in the morning. I said, you're not getting your hair done? He said, don't worry about me. I'm good. I said, okay. So I called my mother. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm moving from city to city. My mom said, just keep going. Keep going. She had sent me some money. I went to Target before we got on the airplane. I bought me some clothes. I said, oh, my God. I was like, what is happening? I was asking my mother. I said, who lives like this? My mother said, you do. And that's when my reality shifted, and I was like, I'm a celebrity hairstylist. Like, I'm rolling with Prince. So Prince rolls with his bodyguard, his hairstylist, and sometimes that's just it, his bodyguard and his hairstylist. But we were going from city to city. They were partying. They were doing their thing. And every night he called me, Kim, you good? Okay, just get what you want. Just let, you know, I'll see you in the next city. Finally, we get to New York. And I had been with him like 2 weeks that by then. He still didn't get his hair done. He said, Kim, get the salon ready. I said, okay, here we go. So I get the salon. I find the salon. I got a private room. I set everything up. I got everything laid out exactly how he's used to seeing it. So and knowing that he's a creature of habit, I had studied Tanya's habits. Yes. And so I got ready. He walked in. We had a consultation. He said, okay, I want color. I want a perm. He said, you know, I need a cut. And he said, so, you know, let's do it. Now, before we get to him, his brothers tell me on the way to the salon, don't touch his ears. Don't look him in the face. Don't do this. Don't spill water on him. I said, wait a minute, Jack. Y'all making me nervous. I said, I do this for a living. Don't you mess me up. And he said, no. He said, and what was funny was everything they told me don't do, I did. I said, but Prince took it all in stride. And when I tell you that I hooked that hair up. I said, Kim, breathe. I said, you got this. Relax. He ain't no different than nobody else.
He's just a person.
I said,
exactly.
Yeah, I said, you do this. I spilled water down his face while he was in the shampoo bowl. He said, okay, lady, wait a minute. It seems like you're trying to drown me. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I touched him up. Got it back together. We finished that hair. He looked in the mirror, did his little left-right look. He spun around on them heels. He was like, okay. He said, see you later. He said, your limo's waiting for you outside. And he spun around on them heels and disappeared into a puff of purple smoke. And I was like, I looked out the window. The limo driver was waving at me. He said, I was like, okay, Kim, yeah, you a celebrity hairstylist. I said, wow. And literally I've been rolling with him for 29 years after that. It was the most amazing journey I had ever experienced, you know. And I take nothing for granted. I thank God that he could have chose anyone else. And he did. There were other hairstylists that came in and out throughout my career. But Kim always got the call to come back.
Wow.
And it was beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I can speak to one thing only with regards to ever seeing Prince. I saw him one time live.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I ran into him in Los Angeles. I remember this. It was the early 90s, and myself and one of my colleagues and at the time, we were in the airline business, of course, and I remember flying out to Los Angeles. And we showed up at this club. It was all the rage back in the early 90s. It was on Sunset, called Roxbury. And Prince was there. We were on a second floor, and they let us into Roxbury. Now, this Roxbury club, they had when I tell you they had all these fancy cars pulling up,
absolutely,
and I do mean fancy. It was right there off that little turn off Sunset. It was on Sunset, if I recall.
Yeah.
And I remember all these fancy cars. Now, my friend Richard and I, we showed up. Do you remember the station wagons that had the little panel on the side?
Yes,
you may not go back that far, Kim, but they had station wagons with the panel on the side. Now, we showed up at the Roxbury getting out of a station wagon with the panel on the side.
Right.
And
okay.
We go up to the door, and the gentleman says, you know, he looks at our ID. He sees we're from New York. He knows that we are definitely not the typical caliber that's coming into the club. Well, we didn't know this. I don't even remember how we ended up there, but we didn't know it at the time. So we go in, and we heard that Madonna's dancers were there, and they had all these people. We didn't hear that Prince was there, but they had all these other celebrities who were there. And we ended up on, they had a balcony on the second floor, and who do we see but Prince. We're seated on the second floor. Prince literally walks by with, we assumed, his bodyguard.
Yes.
It was he and one fellow. That was it. So it kind of fits in with everything that you said. And he just walks by us, but the bodyguard gives us a look like, don't approach him, don't ask. So we did.
Right.
And he walked by. He wasn't much taller than us sitting down as he walked by, and I'm not exaggerating. And that was the only time that we ever had any, that I've ever had any run-in, if you want to call it a run-in, but he walked right by me. So I never forgot that. Now, I have to say, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest with us today, her name is Kim Berry, and she is what I, by all accounts, to be a celebrity superstar hairstylist, and she is also an author, and her book, so super popular out there, called Diamonds and Curls, and that's with a Z, and this is about her life story with none other than Prince, the superstar. So I have to say, Kim, let's pick up with that. Or even go back a little bit. Now, where did all of this come from? I know that you were in, you had gone to beauty school and all that, but what about before that? What inspired you out in the California and the L.A. area to get into hair care and all of that? What was that inspiration? And then we'll move to the book. Where did that come from?
What's really hilarious is I had no inclination, never thought about being a hairstylist.
Really?
I was going to school. I was going to be a doctor, and I was going to, you know, whatever, you know, life was going to take me. I had graduated early from high school, top 10% of my class.
Wow.
So I told Mom, I said, I did everything you told me to do. I said, I'm taking a year off. She said, a year off? I said, yeah. I said, I'm not going to college right away. I'm just going to chill out. I said, and you know, just find myself. I said, I didn't, you know, have no babies. I brought you a diploma. I did everything you told me to do. I said, now I'm just going to chill. She said, okay, great. So about 2 or 3 months into that, she said, what you getting ready to do? I said, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? I said, I'm taking a year off. I'm just going to chill. And she said, no, ma'am. She said, ain't but one queen in this house. She said, so you going to get up, you going to get a job, you going to school, or you going to get the hell out of my house? Oh. I said, wait a minute. I'm the baby. I done did everything. I did everything you told me to do. I said, I can't chill. I said, the boys is chilling. Why I can't chill? She said, Kim, did you hear what I said? So I got mad, went walking up the street down to Crenshaw Boulevard in L.A., and walked up into Pacific Beauty College. So I just walked in. I said, let me go see what they talking about in here. And walked in Pacific Beauty College, sat down at the table with Mr. Cedric Goins, the owner of the school. He told me everything about his beauty college and what it entailed. And I was like, well, forget it. I'm going to just do this for the meantime just to get her off my back. So before I knew it, Mr. Goins had me signing on the dotted line. He said, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I said, wait, tomorrow? School start tomorrow? He said, yes. He said, I'll see you tomorrow. He said, make sure your lab coat is bright and white. Make sure your shoes is clean because I will lock you outside. I said, I'm sorry. What did I just sign up for? So Sure enough, got my things ready for school. I came home, brought the paperwork, showed it to my mother. I said, well, I hope you happy. I go to beauty school now. She said, I hope you happy. And went in her room to close the door. I said, oh, my God. I said, this lady here. I said, what did I do? So sure enough, went to beauty school. Every day there was a teacher there, Miss Cooper. She used to ask me every day, what are you doing here, Barry? I said, I'm here because my mother making me come here. She said, oh, really? She said, oh, well, you know by the end of these 12 months, I'm going to turn you into a hairstylist. I said, you're not going to turn me into nothing. I'm just here because I gotta be here so my mother stay off my back. She said, yeah, okay. So sure enough, about 6 months into the course, mind you, this is a 12-month course that I finished in 9 months because I was so mad. I did not miss a day. I went every day. I wanted to get this over with. I was mad. I joined in the middle of the summer. My friends are like, Kim, come on, we're going to the beach. We're going to Disneyland. We go. I said, no, I got to go to school. I'm not playing with y'all. I'm going to knock this out. In the course of being in beauty school, I met a young sister named Pat who had been there for almost 4 years. I said, you know that's not real college, right? You know we're supposed to get out of here and live here. So I knew that I wasn't going to prolong this no longer than I had to. So sure enough, 6 months into the course, they did a statewide competition. 200 kids came out from all over California. You had to bring a model. We didn't know that it was a head-to-toe competition. I just happened to tell one of my homegirls, can I use you as a model? She was like, yeah. So I said, okay, I knew she was an only child, spoiled rotten. I said, okay, bring your stuff. Her mother had bought her like 6 or 7 prom dresses. She came dressed to the nines. When I tell you, beautiful gown, gloves, diamonds, the whole nine. So, for the getting her ready for the hair show, I was like, do you mind if I cut your hair? She was like, yeah, go ahead, do whatever you want to do. I turned my sister's hair orange. I turned it pink. I said, oh, my God. I kept going back to Miss Cooper, like, can you help me? She said, no, go to your textbook. Now, mind you, she helping everybody in the school. I said, oh, my God. I was like, you helping this person? You helping that person? She said, go back to your textbook. I was like, what in the world? So I said, okay. Finally figured out her hair color, got her color corrected, got her straight. We go to the competition. Like I said, my girl showed up, head to toe, beautiful gown, hair, butter was whipped. So we get to the competition. It's a 2-day competition. Out of 200 kids, I placed top 10. So out of the top 10, the top 10 come back the next day. And she showed up again, bam, banging hair, bam, banging dress, outfit, outstanding. We get to the competition out of top 10. Kim Berry takes first place. When
get
they hand me
here.
The trophy, absolutely. When they hand me the trophy and the check, Miss Cooper walks over to me and she said, no help from her, mind you. She was watching from a distance, though. She said, didn't I tell you I was going to turn you into a hairstylist? I said, oh, my God. I said, so I didn't know I was getting Mr. Miyagi's wax on, wax on, wax on. Wax. I said, it was so intricate of how all of these people played a part in my journey to get me to the finish line. Like I said, Mr. Goins, the owner of the school, built my speed up. Miss Cooper made sure that my technique was on point because everything was by the book. She took me out of class early one Easter and made me go on the floor. And I was like, oh, my God. I said, I don't have no business on the floor. I just started in beauty school. She said, you got this, Kim. I'm doing this lady's hair. Did a pocket curl, burned this lady's hair. She walked up to me. She said, Kim, she said, did you burn this lady's hair? I said, absolutely not. She walked through this lady's head and found the exact spot. I had took the curl, put it in my pocket. They call it a pocket curl. Put the curl in my pocket. I was like, she said, now, the next time, she said, first of all, these people know that you're in beauty school. Now, the next time I ask you, did you make a mistake, just say yeah. I was like, oh, my God, I'm embarrassed. I'm going to leave the floor. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to shrink up. She said, these people know that you're in beauty school, so it's okay. They're willing to take the risk because they know that, you know, you're learning. I was like, wow, who knew? I said, I was so embarrassed. She was like, now finish this lady's hair and let's keep on going. And so they gave the lady a little gift certificate to come back and get her hair done again and, you know, for free and all this kind of stuff. And I was just like, oh, my God. I said, didn't even know that all of this was building me up, building my character to get me ready for the real test that I was about to, you know, the journey that I was about to partake in. So everybody along your path, you have to know that it's some form of an angel, some form of a teacher. So it was just an incredible journey getting to this point because I never thought about doing hair, didn't want to be a hairstylist. Knocked that 12-month course out in 9 months, when I graduated, and still 30 years later, went back to the beauty school. Mr. Goins said, I always talk about you. I tell all my students about Kim Berry, that Kim Berry is a celebrity hairstylist. Matter of fact, our school is one of the highest ones that has most of the celebrity hairstylists. Candida Farmer, Candida is a celebrity hairstylist. Everyone knows her in California. Pam Farmer, celebrity makeup artist. Kim Liu is another celebrity makeup artist who graduated from our school. So we produce some of the biggest...
Apparently.
Yes, makeup and hair artists that work in the industry to this date in California. Like, it was just amazing how they all led a part in my journey. And it's just amazing. When I look back on it, I thank God. I don't take nothing for granted, and I bless God for every part of my journey.
Absolutely. I love everything that you have said. And I have to tell you, I got to go back to one part which just cracks me up. I can't wait to, just to remind everybody better. But it reminds me so much. I love your journey, and we have so much in common. But I think this is every black mama who says,
yeah.
You can't, because I swear to you, it's the same story. I had grown up thinking that I'm going to just lay in the house when I graduated high school and thinking I'm just going to sit around the house, and I don't have to go to school now, so great.
Right.
Man, my mama, she told me you're going to get a job or go to school or get out,
right.
Literally
That's
in
right.
that order. And so
that's
when you,
right.
I said, oh, my God, you brought back memories. So I'm sure that's every black mama in
yes.
America. We don't play that stuff. We
no,
really
mama
don't.
No, don't play that.
Not
mama
at all.
Yes.
And especially from North Carolina. Anybody from North
right.
Carolina, ain't nobody playing that kind of thing. Now, let
that's
me
right.
tell you, Kim, I love this. I love the story. You are just amazing. If you're just tuning in, I better bring everybody up to speed. You're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. This is a very, very special interview this morning with none other than I'm calling you the superstar celebrity hairstylist, Miss Kim Berry. Again, we're welcoming you to the show. She's also the author of Diamonds and Curls, and that's Curls with a Z. So when you guys are out there Googling it or going on to Amazon or picking up the book, definitely you want to search it correctly. So tell us about this amazing book. Now, I've seen some of the things online. Tell us about Diamonds and Curls.
Yes, Diamonds and Curls is my memoirs, 29 years rolling with rock royalty. That's my book. Working for one of the most iconic stars in the world. Like, I tell everybody this little girl from the hood did good, It was just amazing of how basically our lives were so intertwined, he and I together. We literally grew up together. And because most marriages, like I said, I outdid both of his marriages. He was only married for 4 years apiece. And I outlived his lawyers, his doctors, his wives. I was there when his mother died, when his father died, when his baby died. I was there for some of the most intricate highs and some of the worst lows of his life. And God chose me to walk alongside this man, So I'm telling intimate stories of literally how I, was there. Some of the stories were just, it was just he and I, how we laughed together, how we prayed together, how we bagged on each other's mamas together. Like, it was just the most incredible journey. So I'm not telling the stories about, book sales and, concerts and all that. There's enough of those books out there. I'm telling the more intimate side. Nothing scandalous, nothing salacious. Just literally our everyday life of how I walked alongside, one of the most, like I said, biggest names of our time, that he literally created the soundtrack to our lives, And I'm telling the intimate stories, the part that people would never get a glimpse of unless, I pulled the curtain back. One of my hashtags is behind the purple curtain and showing people what life was like on an everyday journey with this man.
Now, did I uncover somewhere that you were not necessarily a Prince fan at first, before you started working with him in that way? You were aware of him and his music, but you weren't necessarily like the number one fan. So
nope.
How did that happen, or how did it come about, and did that change along the way?
Well, hanging around him, you have to become a fan. He teaches you what real music is.
Yes.
I had knew his popular things, Little Red Corvette, Kiss. I remember watching Kiss on a video, just watching it, and I was
you
just
knew
staring.
The 80s.
Yes. So yeah. I knew of him, but I, like I said, never thought that I would wind up working with him. I wasn't a fan, and so I think that's another reason what kept me around so long, because I wasn't so geeked out and tripping off of him when I got around him. It was a job for me to do. I showed up, like one of the fans said on my page yesterday, I would have just kissed him, you know, and I said, and you would have just been fired. So, you know what I mean? So I didn't fan out over him. I wasn't geeked out. I showed up every day. I did what I was supposed to do. I tell people all throughout the book that I served him as if he was God himself, you know, because everything that I do, my mother had already instilled in me, you do it with excellence, you know, and whether it be the trash man or the biggest man on the totem pole, you serve everybody with respect, and you do it with excellence. And so it was nothing for me to show up every day. Like it was a blur. It went by in a blur, because it was just what I did every day. I served this man. I was with him sometimes 6 months out of the year, gone away from my family. I miss holidays. I miss, you know, big things. Even, you know, I was telling some people, my daughter's first steps, once my daughter was born, I missed my daughter's first steps being on the road with Prince. I came home off the road. My mother said, I have a surprise for you. And my daughter came walking across the floor. I was like, no, like I missed my daughter's first steps. You know, so you miss some big things in life at home. But, you know, family was able to enjoy some beautiful things. They were able to travel the world with me sometime, my mom and my daughter. And you know, but they had some beautiful Christmas and holidays because of Prince, you know. So, I said, so it was awesome. The exchange was well worth it, you know, the exchange. So a lot of my friends were like, oh, if I were you, I wouldn't take, because Prince talked crazy to you and expect you to be there in the morning. I wouldn't take this off of him. And, you know, I wouldn't let him say that to me. I said, okay, let me see now. You at home on your mama's couch, and I'm in Switzerland in one of the most beautiful hotels in the world. So don't tell me what you won't take off somebody, because I said, you'll do what you got to do to get the job done. So all those stories will be. So right now, Volume 1 is out now, and I'm actually going to re-release Volume 1 April 22nd of next year. I'm looking forward to adding some new stories to the book, what I'm doing is 10-year chronicles at a time. So I'm doing, you know, Volume 2 and Volume 3. So the fans have looking forward to. They're already chomping at the bit and asking, when's the next book coming out? Because I ended every book on a cliffhanger. So each one will end. So, you know, back in the day when we had Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boy Mysteries, the book will be like that. And so each book will end on a cliffhanger leading you to the next book. Instead of doing, you know, this big, thick Bible-type book, it's like putting 30 years in one book. I didn't want to do that to the fans. I didn't want to bore them. So there's pictures in the book, behind-the-scenes pictures. There's, like I said, stories. There's also, they always ask me, like, well, what products did you use on Prince's hair? And what what type of makeup did he use? And what type of soap? So I have what's called the endorphin. Well, Prince had a song called The Endorphin Machine. And so in each part of the book, there's a small section, and there's cartoons that are drawn by Mr. Gary, and then there's another brother who's an artist. His name is, oh my God, just because I'm trying to tell you, oh, his name escapes me. Anyway, there's an artist who illustrated the book, and that I'm going to tell you his name in just a few minutes.
The
brother's name is Moiselle. His name is Moiselle.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, he did these beautiful illustrations in the book. So the book is beautifully designed. And so we have the artist pictures by Moiselle. Then there's the cartoon characters that of my hairstyles all over the world. So Gary lent his expertise to the book as well. So both of those brothers, I appreciate them so much. In each part of the book, the endorphin pages are different anecdotes of, you know, things that I've shared with Prince, different hair products that I've used on him. And speaking of hair products, before Prince passed away, we were coming up with a product line, which I'm definitely going to produce. I'm bringing it to manifestation. It'll be coming out real soon. So we have a hair product line that's inspired by Prince. The fans are going to love it. It's going to be beautiful. The packaging is amazing, and I can't wait to get it to the masses. It's going to be awesome.
Well, I can't wait, because you're going to come right here to the Hair Radio Morning Show and tell everybody all about it. We're so happy for you. Well, listen,
Thank you so much.
Well, I also want to find out, you know, some of the actual stylings and things like that. Now, did you go with him, like, during concerts and literally work at the concerts, or were you mainly just at the house on that before he left the house, or how did all that work?
Well, when I first started, it was the early, you know, when I graduated after high school and then beauty school. I only did stuff when he came to L.A. But as things progressed, I literally became his everyday stylist. So I traveled like I was his right hand. Like Prince didn't go anywhere without his hairstylist and his bodyguard, like I said before. So I was everywhere with him, every concert. Like people ask me to this day, were you there at this? Were you there at this party? I was at every after party. I was at every concert. I was at every. So for 29 years, if you could imagine, literally all over the world, wherever Prince was, Kim was somewhere in the background.
Wow. Now, we're just trying to wrap our brain around that, because you're talking about being a young person and literally seeing the world. Now, what about some of the other celebrities? Did you was Prince your only client during that period, or did you also do some other hits?
No, thank God. Over the years, I was able to work on, when I would come back to Los Angeles, I had the opportunity. I was good friends with Cat Williams' manager. Cat Williams has been a client of mine for the last 10 years. I just did a movie with him called 2 Minutes of Fame. It was the most hilarious event of my life. There were so many comedians: Sinbad, George Wallace, Lunell, Red Grant,
wow,
Jay Farrow, you name it. They were on set. We laughed all week. It was the most hilarious thing that I have ever done. Meet the Blacks, you know, did hair with Cat. Every one of his comedy shows that you've seen in the last 10 years, that's all Kim Berry's hairstyles on Cat Williams. DJ Quick is a client of mine. Wendy Raquel Robinson, Loretta Devine, Tamara Mari. God has just really been in the blessing business. I have been able to touch some of the most beautiful celebrities, and it's been a great journey.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
That I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive, because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why I treasure them more.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house, and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins, because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done, because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
To rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we are live. It is mid-show. It's Tuesday morning, November 28th, 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's great to have you guys with us. Got a lot to get into on this broadcast. We're about the midway point in the second hour. We're going to be talking first. Let me bring to the line, okay, on this Tuesday morning, let me bring to the line the one and only Queen of the Mornings out of Mississippi. We're talking about Water Valley, Mississippi. My very special co-host, of course, Nicole Marie.
Good morning,
Nicole Marie. GM, oh boy, it is a Tuesday morning, let me tell
you. Yes, it
is. Yes, and let me just kind of welcome you. We got a lot to get into, a lot of live host chat. There are a lot of folks who are on with us for the very first time today. So I want to kind of talk a little bit about what we do here at the broadcast.
Oh, yeah. Welcome.
Any questions that you guys out there listening, you can press 1 and we'll get you on. You can ask your question right live on the air if you like. But first, Nicole Marie, it's Tuesday morning, November 28th, 2023. It's our broadcast show number 924. That means that we've done 924. We want to make it clear. We've done 923 other broadcasts of the Hair Radio Morning Show. As you guys know, each broadcast is 3 hours. So we're going to be talking and educating and informing along the way. Tuesdays is our first day back of the week. We broadcast live Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 6 to 9, right, a.m. Eastern. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, which is the, you know, Eastern time zone. You, Nicole Marie, are in a Central time zone in Water Valley, Mississippi.
Yeah.
So we talk to folks,
Water Valley,
right, not just in America, but everywhere.
Right, everywhere.
Worldwide, yeah. We have a wonderful audience that we'll get more into. But first of all, so how are you? We don't get a chance to talk a whole lot during the first hour of the show. So we come in with our live talk mid-show. So a lot of folks tune in at 6 o'clock as soon as we're on the air. They tune right into the show. And then others wait and tune in at the live chat at 7 or in our spotlight hour at 8. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. So how are you doing and what's going on down in Water Valley?
I am wonderful, wonderful on this very chilly morning, Carrie. Oh, this weather.
It's a little chilly up
here. But I'm doing great.
Yeah, it's a little chilly. Yeah, good to hear.
I complain.
Now,
how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. We've got to talk a little bit. It was Thanksgiving weekend, if you will, and folks were selling all over the country. We just had such a great time.
Right.
I want to talk a little bit about the event coming up around 8 o'clock
this
morning.
I can't wait to hear that.
We got a few interviews. It was the Natural Hair Fest in Brooklyn, New York. I had a chance to go out, and it was Mark David Carter's event, and he invited me to come over and just kind of, I don't know, I guess open up the show. It was very, very exciting group of individuals. So we have quite a bit. We're going to be celebrating, really, a whole lot. We got a lot to talk about with Natural Hair Fest. So the best time, of course, we're going to be playing some of the clips today and tomorrow. We have a whole hour, a spotlight hour, starting
Wonderful.
At 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 o'clock for you in Central in the morning. So that's live. So join us. We got to see if we can get Mark on and some other folks. But I had a great time. Look, I wish you were here.
I know. I wish I was there also. But I can't wait to hear all about it.
Yes. Well, you're going to get some of the clips coming up this morning, maybe about 7:45 or so. So stay with us. And in the next half hour or so, you'll get some of the clips from yesterday's show. But we have a whole bunch to share. I'll be telling you all about it. So that's coming up a little later and then certainly into tomorrow. Now, I want to talk to you about it was fabulous. And let me just again shout out Mark David Carter for pulling together such an incredible event that I enjoyed. And we'll talk a little bit more, like I said, about that. I'm thinking that I will share this with you guys. You know what? Let me hold on to this. It's a big, big announcement, and I want Mark to hear this. So we'll save that for Wednesday morning in our third hour. Our third hour, again, is 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. But we're on from 6 in the morning, so tune in when you wake up. We're here. We're here.
We are.
Okay. Yes, and, you know, so sometimes you tune in, you'll hear a little bit of music. Sometimes we have a whole hodgepodge. But what Hair Radio is all about is hair, beauty, and community.
And community.
So you might tune in and hear us talking about veterans. Speaking of which, Michael Hopkins is the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. Michael will be joining us. He's also one of my co-hosts and Nicole Marie's co-host in the morning. He joins us right here on the show. So Michael's out of wonderful Virginia, down in wonderful,
Spotsylvania.
Beautiful Spotsylvania. But it starts with beautiful. So if I don't say beautiful, that's the problem. Beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. So Michael will be joining us in just a bit. He's going to talk about what's coming up on his portion of the show, which is at 8:30 this morning. He's doing the Vet Talk Radio, and we'll get into all of that talk. But first, Nicole Marie, still got more to share with you this morning. So we got to talk what happened. What was, anything over the Thanksgiving weekend you want to share? And I've got a few things to tell you about.
Well, this weekend was definitely spent with family. I cooked for Thanksgiving. And we just stayed home and just enjoyed each other. We had a wonderful time.
Nice. Well, shout out Nicole's wonderful family, Mr. Luther, of course, your husband. Just great. The entire family of wonderful folks. And we support
thank you,
guys.
Carrie.
So very
What did you do, Carrie?
I'm chomping at the bit. I had an opportunity to kind of, and I want to talk about this. I am someone who, my background being in the airlines and all that, traveling all over the world, I was away quite often on Thanksgiving. So I never really, it doesn't bother me to be single or to be, I have my own traditions that I love. So
right.
I cook like you and make a nice meal. Usually I make a real big meal, all for me. But this year I scaled back just a little bit. And I still had leftovers. I just finished them off yesterday.
Okay.
But But I love, and that's killing it back. So that tells you how much I really cook as well.
Right.
But, you know, this past Thursday, Thanksgiving, I actually woke up early on Thanksgiving morning and at 6 o'clock put on a pop-up broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show all by myself for 3 hours.
Nice.
I chatted with folks. Yeah, I said, well, I'm here by myself. I said, but I don't have to be. We've got listeners
right.
all over the world, some of whom would probably appreciate a little morning live conversation to share what we're all kind of dealing and coping with. So it's out there on the internet. I'll reshare it again after this broadcast that wraps at 9 a.m. Eastern. I'll share this one and the one from Thanksgiving Day, so that way you can listen. It's great. And that's what I want to kind of talk a little bit about too, Nicole Marie. You know, folks don't realize that we have chatted with just about everybody in hair, beauty, and entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
You guys heard you heard Kim Berry in the first hour. Kim's from California. Me too. She's one of the long, she worked with Prince for like 30 years. An incredible lady. So we shout her out. I'm going into the vault this week in honor of our over 900th broadcast. We are going to be celebrating by listening back to some of the great folks who've been on our show. You know, like I said, we've got amazing folks. It gets no bigger than Beyonce. So with her dad right here on our show, you'll hear that this week. You're also going to hear my interview with the queen of Twitter, of course, legendary Miss Dionne Warwick, second only to Aretha Franklin with hit records. Also as a top female artist and all that kind of stuff. But I got everybody. We have everybody from Tony Terry to Allison Williams to, like I said, the Gorilla Glue doctor who saved the young lady. He's been on our show a couple of times. He's out in Beverly Hills. So many people have been through.
So many.
I remember Michelle Obama's hairstylist, Johnny Wright, was on our show. Just a lot of folks. One of my favorites recently, which, of course, everybody knows, Camille Friend, and I talk about her all the time because she's one of my favorites, who did The Little Mermaid. Nominated for Academy Award and all that kind of stuff. So lots and lots of folks who've been through
Love
our work and continue. Yeah, well, we've been around.
Like
I said, you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hair Radio.
Right? Okay. So now we've got some, right? Well, I just love it. Music on our playlist today, we opened up with a real interesting song. I'd never heard this before, called Giant, by this wonderful DJ, big international guy, Calvin Harris. I've heard of him in the past. He makes a lot of those high, we used to call them high energy songs back in the day.
Right.
Those the fast, clubbish kind of songs. Right, exactly. This song he's on with a gentleman named Rag and Bone Man. So that's what you heard earlier. We got a lot of classics, some more traditional songs as well. Everybody from Stevie Wonder to Chaka Khan's latest as well, and all kind of stuff, including a throwback, real old throwback. I had to get on some Hall & Oates. They've been going through so much. We're kind of talking about that too. Yeah, me too. But they're warring with each other, and I don't quite understand what's happening. But but both fans. So we're going to talk about all that. We're going to be talking about Tiffany Haddish this week. She's been arrested again. Of course, she's out.
Oh, wow.
But for drunken driving again. So, you know, we want everybody to win. So we're going to get into all that kind of talk. But, yeah. But also, I have some news from the International Beauty Show from IBS as well, one of the largest the longest of those kind of big international beauty shows. They're at the Jacob Javits Center in New York City. It's huge. So, of course, I'll be there in March. It's March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, again, in New York City. We're talking about 2024 is the next event. So, yeah, I'll be there.
I so enjoyed it last year.
Oh, that's right. We were there together last year in 2023.
Love it.
Which was actually earlier 2023. It was March
this year,
or February.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was early this year. We had a great time. I loved it.
I
really did. So we got some pictures done. Well, I hope you come back. I hope you get a chance to come back.
I might be there.
For this
you
next
never know.
Month. Yeah, it's not until March. So we got some time to get you out here and up here and all that wonderful good stuff. And I've got some things I'm working on with IBS. You know, we talk to the top folks. We have the director. She's always with us. So hopefully we'll get a new interview for this year from her and so much more and all of that. So really good stuff. Let me see, what else? Well, we've got the magazine on the way, and just been a lot going on, Nicole Marie.
So much. It's always something.
Yeah, so all this week we'll be sharing with you guys just a lot of wonderful good stuff. So first, Nicole Marie.
Stay tuned.
We have to talk about, one of my favorite things to talk about on this show is that each day we inspire, we offer some form of inspiration.
Inspiration.
And so, so we've come up with this incredible item that you share each day called Hope of the Day. So here, take a listen, and we'll take it from there.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
All right. Always hope is
always
the message. I love that. Nicole Marie, take it away.
Thank you, Carrie. The hope of the day for this Tuesday is recreate your strength. Recall your most positive moments and thoughts. Examine how you reached them. Relive the feelings. Remember them. See how you can replicate the conditions and scale the heights again. Back to you, Carrie.
Oh, I love that. Recreate your strength. Hold it.
Recreate your strength.
Wow. Well, that is interesting. So I kind of like that. I do. Because that to me also says that you have to kind of stick to what works for you. Exactly. But what happens when you have a lot of strength? So you got a whole lot of strength. You know, I think about that sometimes because we do so much. So but recreate your strength. So continue to push forward with what works for you.
I love it,
of course, as always. What about yourself, Nicole Marie? Do you recreate your strength?
I actually do. I always think back, like he said, and recall those positive moments. I love to journal, so I write a lot of things down, you know, both successes and, you know, those things that haven't worked so well. So I go back and revisit those things. So I totally agree with what he's saying, most definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, those things that haven't worked so well, that's how you learn.
Exactly.
That's how you
grow. That's a teachable moment, learning opportunities, yes.
Exactly. And I always say they just haven't worked so well yet.
Exactly.
Because I'll keep right. We revisit those.
Till you get it right.
Exactly. Well, that's what I want to check in with Michael Hopkins again. He's the host of his own program coming up in about an hour right here. You don't have to change your channel or anything like that. That comes from our community aspect of the broadcast. We're talking about the Vet Talk radio show, which airs 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, right here on Tuesday mornings. So
right.
You'll hear it today. But I want to ask Michael about that, if he's recreating his strength, and what does that mean to him? Let's see if we can get Michael down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael Hopkins, you're on with Nicole Marie and Kerry Hines.
Morning,
happy
Mitchell.
Very much so.
Happy Mitchell.
Very much so. Oh, yes. That
yes,
is
morning.
Excellent. That is an excellent thing to do, that recreation. And what happens is those moments. You've had those moments when you're at the top of your game. And when you recreate that, it just propels you forward.
Right.
And sometimes it takes you to greater heights. And that's what I love about doing that. I love doing that because you just never know. You just never know. Sometimes you can go to something new and, you just don't know. That's what I love about
exactly.
it. And, like Nicole Marie said, and just like you said, Kerry Hines, it doesn't really matter if something didn't kind of work out the way you wanted it to work out. That's what's called a learning experience. And it helps you grow. You have to grow. Back over to you, Kerry Hines.
I agree. Well, I think you're absolutely right. The other thing about that, Michael and Nicole Marie, is that when we think things don't work out, they're actually working for the greater good. But
exactly.
Sometimes it's often difficult to see that. But you got to remind yourself, if that's not for you, it's just maybe not for you, or at that time it's not for you, but there's something
exactly.
else at play that may have a greater impact in your life. So you kind of have to pull back a little bit. It's hard to do sometimes because, in our little minds, we're like upset it didn't, so we think it didn't work out the way we planned.
Exactly.
But boy, oh boy, you come back and revisit that later and you're like, well, God.
Very much so.
If had that other thing worked out, you wouldn't have been where you are.
Exactly.
So.
Very much so.
Just
it all
keep that
out.
Open. It all works out and at the end of the day. So I'm super, super excited. So listen, our playlist, I don't know if you heard, but got some great, great songs on the way. Every so often. So some of these we go back a little bit, but we just love it because I don't get a chance to hear these songs except on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're going to take a little bit of a music break, of course. And when we come back, Michael, big Vet Talk Radio.
Vet Talk Radio.
At about 8:30 Eastern. And then coming up in our spotlight hour, about 8 o'clock or so, we're going to have some little preview of some of the interviews that we did at the Wonderful Natural Hair Fest. So we'll talk a little, we'll have all that
wonderful.
For you coming up. And we're going to also talk about what's coming in the next few days. So it's a lot to get to. We still have a lot going on this morning. But again, a quick music break, and we will be back. Do not go anywhere. Great
Stay
job,
tuned.
Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
Lots more to go. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Hunt. I'm Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life...
species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and I'm at the Natural Hair Fest event in Brooklyn, New York this weekend. I have to say, first of all, thank you so much, folks, for really coming out and supporting this event. First, let me just start at the beginning here. What's your name? What's the name of your company? I'm looking at these beautiful products you have here. So tell everybody a little bit about what you're displaying.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having us. We're really grateful for this opportunity to appear at the Natural Hair Fest in New York. We are Regenexus Aesthetics. We're a regenerative and restorative hair care company based in New York City. My name is Dr. Jessica Konopka, and this is my colleague, Dr. Martin Lunen. He's going to be giving a presentation about the restorative properties of various natural hair growth promoters, some of which we have actually in our wonderful revitalizing hair growth serum that we're presenting here at the expo. One of the distinctive features of our serum is the novel molecule called CellSphere, which is an encapsulation of the vitamin peptide procyanidin B2, which stimulates the hair follicle into the active growth phase. So basically, we have almost 99% effectiveness in our patients and clients. And we have a wonderful serum that is all natural, botanical extract based. It promotes hair growth with 15 ingredients. It's like liquid gold, basically. We have inositol, we have nettle extract, we have vitamin B6, we have vitamin E, vitamin A, we have hyaluronic acid, which also stimulates proliferation of the hair follicle. We have shea, jojoba, and it's a wonderful, unique feature is that basically it could be used as a overnight hair serum as well as a styling product. So it really rejuvenates and regenerates the hair, also with natural keratin protein. So it's a fantastic product. We're featuring in here. We're very excited to appear in New York City to promote this. And it's thank you again for this great opportunity to speak with you.
Absolutely. And I have to turn to your partner as well. I want to talk to you a little bit about restorative care. I want to talk about everybody these days, you know, is talking about hair loss and all of that and
how challenging that can be. So one more time, your name, one more time.
Martin. My name is Martin. I'm a plastic surgeon with a special interest in hair restoration and surgery. I'm practicing in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. And so the reason that we developed the product actually is that we use it for before hair transplant procedures, also after hair transplant procedures. And because hair loss is a very common problem, we see that as we age, we see a very substantial percentage of people who experience hair loss, female hair loss, also male hair loss. And the idea was to formulate a product where we have actually combined a lot of products of ingredients together, because if you go to a pharmacy and you buy a hair loss treatment product, you have one product has a little bit of that, has a little bit of that, and actually we combined a bit more than 15 ingredients, evidence-based.
Scientifically proven to promote hair restoration, hair growth, and increase thickness and diameter of hair.
Unbelievable, really. So tell, now it says, give everybody the name of these wonderful products and how they can kind of get them, okay, in addition to the show first, of course, but how they can also get them online.
Absolutely. So this is our company, it's Regenexis Aesthetics. This is the Revitalizing Hair Growth Serum. You can find the product at our website at www.regenexis.com. We have a special promotional code that you can use, Regenexis10, for a 10% discount. And, you know, enjoy. Reach out to me for any questions. I'm always available to answer any questions or concerns or you know, give you advice as to how to use the product. You know, reach out on our website, and we'll be very happy to speak to you.
Awesome. Now, I do have one comment, okay? In doing the Hair Radio Morning Show for so many years, there has always seemed to be...
See, you don't know what people go through behind the scenes trying to cope with life. Let them know, being me is not easy. It's not for the faint of heart. I walk with my fears, my doubts, my anxieties, my insecurities. I walk with haters, liars, backbiters, and betrayers. I even had to fight with family. And many times I laid in the bed, I couldn't go to sleep because I was fighting with myself.
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's right.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking.
Mm.
And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you.
Mm.
And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough. And when you're strong enough and you get who you are, man, what a life.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
I honestly feel like that's why most people don't have solid friendships, because
mm-hmm.
it's the proximity that has power over them
yeah.
instead of them having power over their proximity.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is if you go to work every day and you see the same people, well, I see you so often that now you've become my best friend. But you never really should have been my best friend. We're not actually in alignment. I just see you
I'm
comfortable enough that I start telling you things I shouldn't tell you. And so then we get mad when Sally goes and tells all our business.
Yeah.
Or we get mad when Sally goes and does whatever she does, but Sally's really just being Sally.
Yeah.
So
you didn't know Sally to begin with.
Right. I can't get mad at Sally for being who she is. I
yeah.
can't get mad at myself for putting Sally in best friend slot when she's not qualified.
That is good.
We need to stop qualifying people
yeah.
that are literally not putting in the work. They're just showing up.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mary Reed Johnson, it is always a great pleasure to have you back with me right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And
good morning.
Mary, good morning to you. Of course, you guys know Mary from Hair Head Heart. Mary, I just want to lead on in with this. And this is kind of like
talking about some of the current stories out there on hair and beauty, if you will. And so I kind of want to lead on in kind of like five items on what we think you might want to chat a little bit about today. So we're so grateful to have you tuned into the Hair Radio Morning Show. And Mary Reed Johnson, my very special guest today, what's at number five?
Oh, let's talk about some of the trends that are going on right now. Like, I'm going to throw one out there. Color is a thing. This week alone, I did someone with ginger hair, or I created ginger hair. Purple, like the deepest purple, and on a dreadlock, like the tips, and some green, money green is the thing. So, well, for me this week. And so color is on and popping. I don't know if they're trying to match the fall colors or what, but it's good.
Well, Mary, this is something I got to jump in and say. I have also witnessed this. The color it's been a color explosion. And mm-hmm. I think that you guys out there know this. This is nothing new to you. You can see it everywhere. And there was for a time people would be a little bit nervous about incorporating color for many different reasons. But color has really taken off into a level all by itself. And I just want to say, go ahead, Mary.
Can I throw in? I love when people do their hair at home with color, because then they have to come to me for color correction.
Oh, for corrective spirit. Listen, I knew I was going to hit that today. Oh, Mary. Yeah, you guys out there. And listen, we've talked about this recently right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, where, a lot of folks who are getting their entire cosmetology or natural hair career together off social media or off the internet. So listen, we want you guys to be aware of a lot of these things. But I love the trends and things, the items that Mary just mentioned. I think that's okay. My favorite trend that I noticed, Mary, at number five on this list today, ironically, the short chops that are seeming to be making a return. Because everybody had gone to the long Kardashian flowing hair, if you will. So I think this is kind of going back to the Halle Berry, classic Halle Berry. I just find it all, it just seems like we're all over the board with hair. Is that kind of the way it seems a little bit?
I think the transitions are, it's pretty cyclical. You'll see it again if it's long this week, short next week or, next season. But the thing is the cycles are getting faster. So you see the same thing that I've seen anyway for the last 30-something years, but faster. Yeah, I'm seeing it faster. So I won't say I can totally predict, but you can tell when there's a shift coming. And so, in season right now, I agree with you. There's a lot of the super cuts. And so people are thinking they'll just grow it out in the winter. Maybe they'll be in a protective style. Maybe they'll be in braids, maybe not. But they're okay with just looking whatever nature provides, they're okay with. And I think that's a healthy place to be.
I love that, what you just said, whatever nature has provided. When can that be the biggest trend of all? I would love that so much. I really would.
Yes.
It
does
yeah.
happen, but most people get bored and they switch it up anyway.
Okay. I've been digging with that.
Can I tell you a line that they used to tell me? Because I've been natural all but maybe 2 or 3 years of my entire life, and I'm in my 60s. So people used
still
to tell me, your hair is thank you. It's like, your hair is long enough, it'd look good in a perm, as if it didn't look good already. And it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
But that stuck with me. It's like, okay, well, It looks good in a perm. It looks good in a curl. It looks, you know, just like if I roller set it. It looks good out on Fufu. It looks good. You know, I just think I look good. So,
yeah.
Well, and being in the industry, I mean, I get all kinds of stares because it's like, well, what you doing today? Why?
Yeah, for the hairstylist, it takes on a whole new level that you have to always have your hair on point. There is no way that you can kind of go out. Like, I can just kind of, you know, go out looking at it with my head, you know, hair sitting on my head. But as a professional, and even I still have to be careful because I also represent my hair products. I represent what we do to a big degree. My number four, Mary, is on something that has really taken hold, and I'm going to mention these states and see if you can kind of figure out about this new law. And it's already taken effect in Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland.
I know what this is.
Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Texas, Tennessee, Virginia, and Washington. Mary, any idea what we're talking about here?
Oh, absolutely. No, and two of the states I've been in, but I didn't make it happen that way. But anyway, it is the Crown Act.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
And that's to open up the world for preventing discrimination against hair.
Exactly. Preventing hair discrimination, I call it. Just right on top of what Mary said is absolutely correct. Here's the thing with that, and ding, 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 I forgot. You get your wonderful refrigerator for hitting that on the head. That is correct, Mary. It is. And I always, we talk a lot about this on the Hair Radio Morning Show because I get so worked up the fact that it's necessary or needed. I really
do. Well, you know, Carrie,
yeah,
women in the military just got to wear, you know, they could wear pants, you know, just strange things from the strange book.
Really,
but anyway,
is.
Go ahead. More about the Crown Act.
You're absolutely right. It is hard to imagine that, you know, that someone would literally discriminate about your hair. It's almost like someone saying that your fingernails, you know, are growing. You know, it defies common sense. So a lot of the crazy, you know, this kind of talk is irrational and emanates from irrational behavior and irrational mindsets and all of that. But the Crown Act I'm so proud of because in those states that we outlined, at least as of this time you're hearing the show, those are the states, and we're so excited. More are being added to the list that are saying you cannot just mistreat someone, you know, their protections in place according to that state in the way of the laws. This is you cannot discriminate, especially for these businesses or corporations that choose to do so. I remember going into my old jobs with cornrows or braids. I did. I literally went in, and I was the manager, and it would just be a whole that if you could see the eyes that you got, it was just always something that folks freely felt was their that they were okay to discriminate against your hair. Sometimes they didn't even recognize, I'll say that they didn't recognize the discriminatory behavior, but, you know, so I'm glad of that. So just wanted to go ahead and put that on out there.
Can I throw in these things? I mean, it's sad that each state now feels that they need to ratify it, but go ahead, do your thing. this was really or should have been covered, you know, on paper it was covered, we'll say, in the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Human Rights Act, there we go, of 1977. So they are federally in place, but each state now.
I can't say that the Crown Act is not federally in place.
It wasn't the Crown Act specifically,
but all of those
standards are supposed to be protected under that. But who goes to court?
I can only say that sadly, it should be. First of all, it's awful that it's even necessary, but the fact that it is, okay, fine. I'm not against it being federally protected. I think that would be great. However, I'm saying it is.
Yeah. I can read
no, no, no,
the statute. Give me a second.
Well, here's what we're going to tell everybody, Mary. Let your fingers do the walking.
Yes.
Because we are right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show going to do the talking.
Yes, that's fair.
Mary, I think we're up to you, number three. Ooh, okay. Oh, this is a big one. Okay, Mary, what would you like to do?
I have it. Because all the time people ask me, they bring in a product or ask me, is this stuff any good? And so that's a pretty big question. So I have been able recently to pull out an app. There's a couple of apps that can help you look at your product and like rate them or tell you if they're unsafe, basically. You want the names though?
One app is actually in terms of figuring out if the ingredients in your products, right, Mary?
Are they safe? When they ask me, is it any good? They might be wondering, you know, will it give my hair shine? My bend is for safety. So I looked at Proposal 65 and things that are on that, you know, saying like, is this going to give you a birth defect? Does this usually cause cancer, especially in like, you know, whatever the population is I'm serving? Or is it going to cause reproductive harm? You know, that type of stuff. That's what I'm looking at, and that's what these apps are looking at they are on some dangerous lists. So one is Think Dirty, and these are free apps. And the other is Yuka, and I think there's even one. Think Dirty?
Not the one.
Yeah. I look at my phone and see what I think it's Y-U-K-I. I'm going to double check it.
Okay, well, you guys can Google it. And if you put in the close enough letters, you'll get it. But
it's
Mary,
Yuka,
I
like
love
the
this.
Plant, yeah.
Okay. Yes. I kind of remember that.
It's a food and cosmetic scan.
Wow. I love that. That's actually amazing. Mary, first of all, thank you. Mary, you always bring us something. You're always on the cutting edge, and so we're gonna talk with Mary a little bit more about Hair, Head, Heart in just a moment. So I'm just loving this, Mary. Good. So number three, being able to scan the product, being able to get some of these apps now because of technology, and in this way, I love that technology can help with that. Good stuff. I didn't even know that existed. So, Mary, I thank you myself.
Well, years ago, I had put in a couple of different pitches and, you know, got no traction, got no money, but it's like somebody did, so yay.
Somebody figured it out. Thanks to Mary Ree Johnson. Well, listen, and the fans of the Hair Radio. Might have been some of our listeners right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Send me that check.
As long as they're saving lives, I'm happy with that.
Me too. Well, speaking of which, talking about lives being saved, well, first of all, here's something that just when you thought it was safe, to go back to watching your favorite TV award show, here's more of, you know, Jada Pinkett Smith hitting the airwaves. Well, here at this time, there's a big book out and all of that that she put out to the world. And so, you know, all of this new talk about, you know, the relationship that she shared with her, the husband that we know of as a superstar, Mr. Will Smith, out of my original Philadelphia home. So this is where there was more to the story, apparently. And so the Red Table Talk. Yeah, that one, host has now developed a shared a little bit more in this new book that's hit the world out there and all of that. And I just want to say that, remember, the story was that alopecia, this is how the word kind of just became a part of our story. And when Chris Rock, who is a famous comedian, was hosting the Oscars a year or so ago and literally made, to me it was an innocuous joke about G.I. Jane, but she had, Miss Jada Pinkett Smith had already talked about suffering from alopecia, and I guess that's where this all came from. So anyway, it's all back. And I just don't I don't know what else to say. Well, she has a new book out and all of that, that I guess this is a part of the promotion. You know, just, yeah. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, we never know what these celebs do. But yeah. I'm looking generically right now at just a Google, some pictures, whatever. And yeah. If you know what a lace front is,
yes, for
generically,
you know,
well, I'm talking to the listeners.
Like
I know
I
you
just
know
from the sky.
No, but
I've been hosting this over 28 years.
No, not you, but it could be a new listener who doesn't know that you know Hollywood
fans,
hair
the,
is a thing.
Yeah.
Man, so you generically.
Right.
Well,
yeah, tell everybody what the lace fronts are, because this is really huge.
Yeah, so it's Hollywood hair. So a lot of times you will, you know, shave your perimeter and then you glue the, you know, pieces in place and you put your microphone in.
Which is awful to me, but go ahead.
Well, no, if they do it right, you don't know. I mean, you didn't know Farrah Fawcett hasn't had extensions. We didn't know, what's the lady, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, she had extensions.
Well,
so extensions are not a new thing.
Right. No. And let me just say this, because Mary brings up a good point. Extensions have been around for years, and they've been added, and there are all kinds of different processes for that. My thing is not so much against extensions, but I don't want anybody gluing their head. That's the way I stand. But again, with the popular
style. Let's talk
style,
safety again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So
but
that's how
I'm gonna,
feel.
And
but
this
go
is
ahead,
just
Mary.
My this is just my perception of these pictures I'm looking at right now with like the bald pictures of her. It's like I definitely see outline where it's even a bald picture, it might be a lace front. Because there's some wrinkling of the scalp. You know how when you tap something and it's...
Oh, I see what you're saying in some of the styles that she's worn. Yeah. Oh, no. I'm in with you on that, because I can tell you, we're talking about Jada Pinkett Smith, going back to that. 1,000%. We've all seen, you guys out there have seen the many different styles that some of the professionals I've heard mentioned that they would consider it, now this is in their words, some might consider it to be abusive, which would be traction type alopecia. But the way that it sounded is that, here's the thing, is that it was making it sound like it was the other types of alopecia, which are internal and which could be triggered by other
stress
internal, as opposed
autoimmune
to
things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Autoimmune things, which are different than traction, which is where, you know, it's a kind of like abuse of, well, I could say could be, you know, well, yeah, that's what it really is. Of when it comes to your hair care, or, and I don't even want to say abuse per se, because it may be unwilling, not being aware, and you know, lack of education and all that kind of stuff.
I guess my question is, are they saying that she doesn't actually have some type of alopecia?
Well,
that's
what I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you guys that part. It's all over the internet where that's even coming into question. And it's just so, it's a mess. Let me just say,
well, you know what?
I'm
going to say she's beautiful regardless.
Oh, no, I don't think anybody has ever discounted. I think the whole family, I think they're an attractive family. Mm-hmm. And here's what I'm going to go out and say, well, I don't agree with, to me, a lot of the ways that they seem to have made everything in their lives so public. I'm not a big fan of that, but, you know, everything happens for a reason. And if that whole thing with the Oscar slap had not happened, we wouldn't be talking about the word alopecia today. So even though we were talking about it on their radio show since 1995, you guys weren't talking about it if it had not been for that. So I just want to say, you know, let's just all move on. And let Jada be
Carrie,
Jada.
Are you kidding? If we move on, they don't get paid as much. They need their money. They're going to be in the limelight as much as possible.
Well, let
okay,
me tell
I'm going to get censured.
Good one, Mary. Well, good one. And listen, I think my very special guest, Mary Lee Johnson, again, we today have been kind of just looking back at some of the recent stories that are out there and some hair care items that were talked in. And so we kind of listed five items. Before we get to number one, Mary, I really just want to just kind of talk to you a little bit about Hair Head Heart. Can you just remind everybody a little bit about the amazing HHH, what it's all about?
Top down, Hair Head Heart. And those are a combination of my passions, and it's a company I started in 2015, and I do workshops and give presentations and, you know, just generically practice making the world a better place. No, but truly, the hair world a lot safer, increase in awareness of some of the concerns that people have in their career before there's a problem. So I do have a book coming out probably toward the beginning of the year.
Okay, well,
we're in our last stages.
We're going to remind
and it'll
you
be about that.
We want you to come back when the book comes out, and we'll keep everybody informed on that. Mary,
sure.
Good stuff. Okay, Hair Head Heart, Mary Lee Johnson. And Mary, you've done so many things right here, so folks will always be able to hear you playing across our network. Let me just go ahead and toss that on in. So being our guest, what on could possibly be at number one today on some of the you know, status of where we are in the hair business these days? What could possibly be your number one, Mary Lee Johnson?
I think I'm still stuck on what's happening with hair and safety combined.
I think that would be really nice. But Mary, remember, I think we have to talk about afros making a big
comeback. Yes.
You got it. That's where we are today. So, but
I have a perfect segue, can I? Remember Steve Harvey's perfect hairdo? We wondered about whatever. He also had the lace front, and it was an afro, so how's that for a segue?
Let's just say that's what folks have. The hair people know, and let me just also say this, because it's these days, it's not just Steve. It's a whole lot of folks.
Oh, no,
men
everybody.
And women especially
the cat's
in,
out of
the
bag.
Yeah, the cat's way out the bag on that. Even the cat has a lace front. So
yes.
So listen, let me kind of go back on this. Mary, I love this. The reason I say that the Afro has made a big return also, because someone just told me, and you guys are not going to know what this means if you're of a certain age, TWA. And so I just wanted to kind of toss that on out there. The teeny weeny Afro, you know, has truly made a big, big, big return. So that's all I want to say. Mary, great to have you with us. Yes, awesome job. All right.
Thank you. It's always great to be.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Michael Hopkins. I'm Carrie Hines. Listen, I just want to say how grateful I am, really, to be working with you guys. It means a lot. I hear the announcement always about waking up and enjoying my coffee and breakfast with my two favorite folk in the whole world. Well, this is very true. And so it's just a joy. It really is. And I just want to say thank you to you guys directly, Mr. Michael Hopkins, Mr. VTR, you know, with the Vet Talk Radio Show, and, my longtime co-host and co-star, Queen of the Morning, Nicole Marie. So, again, thank you guys. And Nicole Marie, what's going through your mind today?
Well, let me tell you, Carrie and Michael, I am so excited about this 900th episode celebration. And
wow.
It's just amazing, amazing, amazing to be at this point. First off, I want to say thank you to all of the fans and listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I want to say thank you to our team. To just everyone that has made the Hair Radio Morning Show what it is, just a success. So I want to say thank you. And I'm so humbled. I'm so honored. I'm so grateful as well to just be a part of the show and be a part of this family and be able to work with you every day. Each day I give the hope of the day just to offer inspiration to everyone, just to kickstart the day. But you all are my inspiration to keep going, keep moving, and to do the things that I do. So I just want to say how much I just appreciate you. So thank you so much.
That's amazing. And Michael, yes, what do you think about, Michael, when you hear Nicole Marie say those wonderful words?
Wow, Carrie, Nicole Marie, when I hear Nicole Marie and I hear those words, it just makes me, it always makes me think back to the first time that Nicole and I met you. That's what it makes me think about. And we had, I mean, we just really had no idea. I mean, you know, Nicole, we had no idea. Remember, we thought that just doing what we did with Vet Talk was just going to be a small little deal, nothing biggie thing about it.
Yeah.
But
we
then
come in
that,
and do what we do,
and that was it. But then you see what happened. We met this gentleman named Carrie Hines, and we began to learn who Carrie Hines was and is.
Yeah.
And we began to learn so much about his world, the broadcasting world. And the more that we learned about his world, the more we learned that, hey, we want to be a part of this. This is fun.
Exactly.
I mean,
he couldn't get rid of us.
Yeah, he couldn't. He just couldn't because this was too much fun. We enjoy what we do with you, Carrie, in the morning.
We really do.
We love it. This for us, I know for me, I mean, maybe I can't speak for Nicole Marie, but for me, this is a dream come true.
More tools for tackling overwhelm. Number one, use the word no. Number two, consult your calendar before you say yes. Number three, clear your mind. And number four, get organized by prioritizing your week's workload. One of the best tools for tackling overwhelm is learning how to say no. Just no. I'm not going to be able to help you with that. No explanation needed, because when you start giving people your whys for your no, it opens the door to a conversation you don't want to have about something you're not prepared to deal with. So just smile, look, and say, oh, thank you for thinking of me, but no, I'm not going to be able to help you with that today. Next one, consult your calendar. Your calendar is a great bad guy, because when somebody asks you to do something and it's going to increase your workload to the point that it makes you feel overwhelmed, what you can do is this. Glance over your calendar and you have two responses. You know what? I don't see any time there. I'm going to be able to work on that with you today. Sorry. Or, you know what? It's 9 o'clock right now. I've got a little bit of time between 2 and 2:10. If you come back at 2 o'clock, I can spend 10 minutes with you on that problem. A lot of times, if the person doesn't have until 2 o'clock, they'll go find somebody else to help them with that. Right? Love it. Number three, clearing your mind. Clearing your mind dictates, if you're not a person that's already doing meditation or you don't have any breathing exercises, just get up. Get up from your desk, get up from the sofa, go into the kitchen, make yourself a cup of coffee, walk out the door, walk around the block, just do something that will get you out of that space and give your mind a chance to reorganize itself and create space for you to solve a problem, be creative, or move on. Number four, organize by prioritizing your workload. A long list of 26 things on every single line on a sheet of legal paper is not really getting organized. What I suggest is get a sheet of paper, put Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and start taking the things off of that list. is we make this long list of things and we just start tackling the first thing on the list. And unfortunately, the first thing is not always the most important thing. And that's why we miss deadlines. I missed a really fabulous party that was thrown by Matthew Jordan Smith, the photographer in Los Angeles, star-studded. So if you don't want to be me missing important things, consider these four ways of addressing overwhelm by number one, saying no, number two, consulting your calendar, number three, clearing your mind, and number four, getting organized by priority.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You've got something we want. And now is the perfect time for you to join our Hair Radio Morning Show Advisory Board. What is the Hair Radio Morning Show Advisory Board, Willis? It's a voluntary group of amazing persons from all walks of life who come together every few months or so to share ideas that we can add to our broadcast. Now, you don't have to be in the hair or beauty world to participate, and it's totally free. So if you are interested, simply go to our website at afrolockmagazine.com. Again, that's A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K magazine.com. And send us a message or call us at 862-277-0686. Again, it's 862-277-0686. Thank you.
Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to AfroLock Magazine at AfroLockMagazine.com. AfroLock Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of black culture truly from the only perspective that matters, ours. So, subscribe today at www.AfroLockMagazine.com and be connected. AfroLock Magazine, we're making black progress together.
Four tools for tackling overwhelm. Number one, use the word no. Number two, consult your calendar before you say yes. Number three, clear your mind. And number four, get organized by prioritizing your week's workload. One of the best tools for tackling overwhelm is learning how to say no. Just no. I'm not going to be able to help you with that. No explanation needed, because when you start giving people your whys for your no, it opens the door to a conversation you don't want to have about something you're not prepared to deal with. So just smile, look, and say, oh, thank you for thinking of me. But no, I'm not going to be able to help you with that today. Next one, consult your calendar. Your calendar is a great bad guy, because when somebody asks you to do something and it's going to increase your workload to the point that it makes you feel overwhelmed, what you can do is this. Glance over your calendar and you have two responses. You know what? I don't see any time there. I'm going to be able to work on that with you today. Sorry. Or, you know what? It's 9 o'clock right now. I've got a little bit of time between 2 and 2:10. If you come back at 2 o'clock, I can spend 10 minutes with you on that problem. A lot of times, if the person doesn't have until 2 o'clock, they'll go find somebody else to help them with that.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have to say, I'm here in Brooklyn, New York, of course, at the Natural Hair Fest, but what is really kind of jumping out at me this morning, I had the opportunity to meet a wonderful psychologist who has been really sharing her thoughts
on the certainly on the challenges of so much mental illness and so many things that are out there that have now become almost trendy to talk about, which I guess is a good thing in that way. But first, why don't you just remind everybody, introduce yourself and tell a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Courtney Ray. I'm originally from the Bronx. I am now living in Weehawken, New Jersey. I have a private practice, Array Psychological Assessments, and it's found at apamind.com. And I specialize in lifespan psychology, and I really have a lot of people from all over who come to see me and who are seeking some help because they are looking specifically for Black psychologists.
Now, what is lifespan psychology? What exactly is that?
So that means that there are some people who will specialize with geriatric populations, some people who specialize with pediatric populations, but I kind of do all ages, so from young people all the way up to our elderly population, our older adults.
Why is it such something that I'm noticing that is so, it's out there now? This used to be something, especially in the African-American community, that was very hush-hush. We didn't talk much about mental challenges, if you will, and certainly not mental illness and all that. But now folks are opening up. Is that good or what?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Bond of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
We should be proud of our Blackness and who we are. Not we're unproud of others, but we should have, you know, I was thinking about it. I said, gee, I look at, when I walk around and I see the folks on TV and the folks in our community, and all of them are trying to have this long, flowing, blonde hair and stuff, mm-hmm. and I just wonder about that, because I said, who's to say that standard of beauty is the only standard of beauty, or that's supposed to be
exactly.
our standard of beauty.
It's nope,
very
we have our
much
own
be
standard of beauty.
Our texture appearance could be the standard of beauty.
Right.
And everybody else would be trying to look like our hair. But we don't
right.
see that. We just follow behind and just with no kind of sense about it. I don't get it.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Listen all week to the Hair Radio Morning Show to hear details on the return of Academy Award nominee Miss Camille Fred. You guys know her from The Little Mermaid, Wakanda Forever, and so many amazing movies. Now, she's been selected to be our Afrolock Magazine Guest Editor of the Month. Take a listen and then visit AfrolockMagazine.com.
How to have your resume and portfolio. All of those things in that class are going to help you get to, I call it day one, where you're working in or on a movie or a television show. It's prepping you so when you go in that first day, you have a good insight on what you should be doing And, you know, and you, it's all not foreign to you, because if you come the first day on set and it's foreign to you, you're like a deer in headlights and you're like, oh, no, I don't know what I'm doing. And then you could be making mistakes. But if you have the knowledge, when the first day that you come to set, it can be a beautiful day, and then you can grow as a person and evolve.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
Michael Hopkins, it's time for an all-new edition of the Vet Talk Radio Show. And I am super, super excited because this is one of my favorite topics. Michael, please tell everybody what it's all about.
Carrie, our topic is all about overlooked secondary tinnitus claims. That's what we're talking about today.
Okay, that's awesome, Michael. And I know that you've already covered numbers 15 through number 11. But please, can you just give everybody a quick reminder, a rundown of those items, and then we will move on.
Yes, sir, sure can. Number 15 was irritability, i.e. mood disorders. Number 14 was ear bone issues. Number 13, somatic symptom disorder, better known as SM or SSD. Number 12, medications. And number 11 was insomnia, Carrie.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, today we are literally arriving at number 10 through number 6 on our countdown today. So, Michael Hopkins, let's take it away with number 10.
Carrie, we're going to start out with number 10. And number 10 is migraine headaches. Migraine headaches, yes, sir. And migraine headaches can be very nasty. Some people, you know, it's just unbearable. These are the type of headaches that they're triggered by that buzzing, humming, ringing in a person's ears.
Wow.
And, you know, it's like, wow. And another thing about the migraine headaches, Carrie.
What's that?
Those migraine headaches are likely to be caused by a nerve that's inflaming the during the spreading of pain.
Yes.
And that's what can cause those headaches. And it's the change in the blood flow. And pretty much there's something called a dura. That's D-U-R-A.
Mm.
And it is the tough outermost membrane. It envelops or surrounds the brain and the spinal cord. Not good,
yeah.
Carrie. This is, it really, those migraine headaches can be a monster. It can be a beast for some people, Carrie, huh? It
wow.
really, honest to God, can. Wow.
So these are different items today that all can emanate out of the secondary, out of tinnitus,
right.
overlooked secondary tinnitus type items.
Right.
So migraine headaches is number 10 on your list today, Michael. I didn't know.
Right,
that.
Carrie Hines.
Right.
That's number 10.
Okay.
And it can get serious for veterans.
Yes.
Many times veterans don't know that they have migraine headaches. I
wow.
know that sounds impossible, but a lot of times we as veterans, we have no idea that we have migraine headaches. If nobody tells us what to look for,
exactly.
we can suffer from these things for years, Carrie. I've known
years.
Some vets, yeah, for years they suffered from migraine headaches. Some of them came in the military with. They knew what it was. But some of us, we could have been in the military 5, 6, 10, 20 years, and we have these migraines, and we suck it up, we keep going, and, you know, it's a mess. It really is. It's a mess.
Wow.
Honestly, it is a mess.
So the tinnitus can lead to migraine headaches.
Wow. Very much so. Very much so. And a lot of veterans don't really know. And this is a known thing, but we don't know as veterans. Really don't.
Wow. Well, that's why you're here, Michael Hopkins. With the best
very much so. Very yeah. much so, Carrie Hines.
Oh,
now, let's roll on into number 9.
Number 9.
That high blood pressure, better known as that hypertension.
Mm. So many folks suffer with that.
Yes, yes, very much so. And a lot of times we don't know what we don't know about hypertension. Sometimes we have it and don't know we have it. And then a lot of people say, well, what's that got to do with my tinnitus?
Right.
Yeah. And believe it or not, Carrie, there's different types of tinnitus. And I'm going to talk about one type in particular. And, you know, this was kind of new to me, too. I thought tinnitus was tinnitus.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. But this type of tinnitus is called a pulsatile. P-U-L-S-A-T-I-L-E, pulsatile tinnitus.
Okay.
And that's like a wow. Never heard of it. But it's when your tinnitus sounds like a pumping or throbbing sound in your ears.
Ooh, wow.
Well, isn't that a wow?
If you have that, you'll probably remember the pulsatile name. Okay. Wow.
Oh, yeah, and it's typically caused by damage to your blood vessels.
Mm.
And the beat is a regular and steady, or it could be a whooshing sound.
So, Michael, are these the ones that you're covering today on the list from number 10 to number 6? Are they all the pulsatile type tinnitus, you know, items?
Very much so.
Okay.
Very much so. But this
well,
is
we
a wow.
We have to learn something, guys. We've really learned
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, Michael.
Very much so, Carrie. Very
wow.
much.
So you said number 9 is hypertension. Again, something everybody pretty much can relate to.
Right.
That
very
so
much.
All right.
Now, here's a good one right here. Number 8. This is one, it has a particularly long name to it.
Uh-oh.
And
okay.
Broken down, it's called TMD. That's what the name that most doctors would know what you're talking about. But it's called temporomandibular joint.
Okay. Well, you did a gold star for that, Michael. That's pretty good. You gave it a good.
Very.
You gave it a whole college try. Temporomandibular joint. Wow. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And pretty
now,
much.
Yes. What exactly is that TMD?
Right. It's the mandible or your lower jaw. It's connected to your skull on both sides of your face.
Okay.
You're probably saying, well,
yeah.
What's that got to do with anything? Okay.
Right.
Now, we have a jaw. You know, it's both sides of your face. It's located in front of your ears. So
right.
Guess what? And it says pretty much they support jaw muscles that are needed for chewing, food, and speaking.
Wow.
But guess what?
What?
They are involved in that area. There are hair cells. Little hair cells. And it's inside of there.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I'm not
pretty good with the description.
And what can happen, believe it or not, that area, those hairs, they can get damaged. And I've heard of this before, and I've read about it, but just it's so fascinating, you know, the human body and how things can contribute to other things. And if some of those hairs get damaged in that area, that can cause subjective tinnitus, Carrie.
Wow.
That vibration, so, that issue.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
I go, wow. I didn't know that, Carrie. And once again, a lot of us as veterans, we don't know these things. And you know, we might be told by the VA that your tinnitus is denied, it happened after service and all this good stuff. But all of a sudden, somebody looks in your ears or you get an x-ray and they find something like this. And
wow.
It's happened. It
yeah.
has happened. And the next thing you know, boom, you're rated for tinnitus because of this issue that most people would never think of.
No.
Most people would never think of hairs in your ear having something to do with it.
Right.
No.
No, it would never. You know, that's why what you're doing, Michael, and I do want to take a moment, since we're a little bit past the halfway mark on today's broadcast, with this whole subject. And we, again, overlook secondary tinnitus. Right? That's what Michael's covering in part two. Today from numbers 10 through number 6. And I just got to say, Michael, first I want to officially salute all the amazing fans, the veterans, and their families who tune in to this broadcast. What a great thing that you're doing. What a great thing. And then and again, congratulations to you. You are an accredited claims agent in ACA. And so I call it an ACA, Michael, but you're here to help so many of the veterans navigate the claims process. And you do it often right here on the broadcast. So again, I just wanted to extend my thank you and again to thank our veterans for their service. So Michael.
Very much so, Karen.
Awesome job. Awesome job. All right. So as we continue on the countdown today, yes, it is a countdown, Michael. You
Very
have arrived. Fun. Yes, you're doing great. You have arrived at number 7. Take it away, Michael.
Number 7, Carrie. It's something that we all, as veterans, we have an issue with this. It depends on to what extent, where you work, all that good stuff. But so many of us have this issue. It's called hearing loss. So many of us. And Carrie, especially if you work in some type of combat arm, a combat support job, sometimes people think you can't get hearing loss because you're in an office somewhere. And a lot of times we'll have veterans, they'll get turned down for hearing loss, you know, with their tinnitus. And they'll say, oh, well, there's no way because your job that you did in the military, there's a low probability of you having any type of tinnitus.
That's what
which can lead to hearing loss.
And Michael, you really say it so well. And I always kind of have to ask you at this point, can you please explain the difference? Since hearing loss is number 7 on the countdown today, what exactly, and this is an overlooked secondary tinnitus thing, what is the difference between hearing loss and tinnitus? Because we all think it's the same thing.
Right, Carrie, we all do. And Carrie, hon, that's a great question. That's a great question. Tinnitus, is that, oh, you are quite welcome, Carrie. Now, tinnitus, that's that perception of the ringing, buzzing, humming noise that's in your ears. And it's usually caused by some type of acoustic trauma. There are two types of tinnitus that most people don't know about. The first type is subjective. That's the type that most veterans have. And what they mean by subjective is this. You, the individual veteran, can hear that buzzing, humming, noise. You can hear it. No one around you can hear it. So it's kind of like a perception of what's going on with your ears and the tinnitus. The other type is called objective tinnitus. And by the way, objective tinnitus is very rare. It's very rare that a doctor, a nurse, somebody can stand beside you and they hear the humming, the rushing noise, the buzzing coming from your ears. It's a very rare thing that that happens, very rare.
Wow.
And, it just don't happen like that all the time. But that's the difference between with tinnitus. The other one, hearing loss, is when you actually have a problem with hearing. It could be from like a degeneration of the mechanism that, for hearing. It could have been based on acoustic trauma. It could be based on an injury, like to your eardrum and the inner ear. So that is the big difference. In VA terms, Carrie, in order for a veteran to have hearing loss or to be rated for it, the number one thing a veteran is looking for would be you either had the issue diagnosed while you were on active duty, you were diagnosed with hearing loss. There's certain hertz and levels and so forth. Depends on what you work around. Some people work around areas where it's highly likely that they're going to have hearing loss.
Well, Michael, what are some of those areas that you might be able to share with everybody?
Some of those areas could be you work in field artillery where you just find shells out of a cannon. You could work inside of an armored vehicle like a tank. Believe it or not, you could work in communications.
Wow.
You could be in the communications field.
How?
Where you're spending 12 hours with a headset on, and you're deciphering things or you're listening to stuff for sometimes 8, 9, 10, 12 hours.
Wow.
Believe it or not, Carrie, you could be on a ship. You're on a destroyer or an aircraft carrier? Jets taking off, landing, taking off, landing, taking off, landing. Even if you're not on the flight deck, you could be under the flight deck. I've had some vets that I've helped. They were under the flight deck. So isn't that special? For 8, 9, 10 hours, even if you're trying to sleep, guess what happens? There's jets landing and taking off. You could also, believe it or not, Carrie, flight line. You could be in the Air Force. You could be working on a flight line. B-52s, the bombers taking off, landing, fast jets taking off, landing. That noise, and that can deteriorate your hearing.
And you know what? This is something that might just kind of sneak up on you, so to speak.
Right.
You just don't realize.
Yep. And, you know, it like you're saying, Karen, and that's what happens. It goes really slow.
Mm-hmm.
It'll start out in the military, and it's little things. You'll be, huh? What did you say? And You know, the guys will say, they'll repeat it again and say, what are you, deaf? You can't hear? Hee, hee, ha, ha. But it's not funny.
That's really what it probably is leading to.
Right.
I am just blown away with all of this today. I really have to say, I mean, as always, you uncover such little known details that can make all the difference, I'm sure, in the lives of veterans compensation. So this is outstanding. And again, overlook secondary tonight is claimed. What? Wow. Okay, Michael. All right. So, Michael,
wow.
Yes, today's part two, you covered numbers 10 through number 7 today so far. And we are en route to number 6. But first, Michael, can you please remind everybody on these incredible little known items that are over secondary tonight, please.
Very much so, Carrie. Very much. Number 10, migraine headaches, those nasty little headaches. Number 9, hypertension, or better known as high blood pressure. Number 8, TMJ, and that's temporal mandibular.
Joint.
Joint, yes. Yes. Number 7, hearing loss.
Michael, you need a big old drum roll. Okay.
Drum roll, please.
Yes, for getting down to number 6 on your list today. And just reminding all the veterans, this is very, very important, Michael. So I am
very much so
excited, yes. And we are going to have you, Michael Hopkins, to take it away. What's at number 6?
Number 6 is traumatic brain injury.
Wow.
And it's known as a TBI. A lot of people hear that TBI and they're not sure. And what's happening with this TBI or your traumatic brain injury?
Yeah.
This is something I wouldn't say relatively new, Carrie, but since the 90s, this has been a big issue. The Middle East, and we were serving in the Middle East, and that most veterans or most organizations that are veteran-oriented, that was called Southwest Asia. And when you go to file for claims for compensation, that's where they refer that area to as Southwest Asia. And it was a lot of military in harm's way. And the IEDs or the explosive devices, they're just intermediate explosive device. And basically, short background, that's a device, you may not know where it is, it can explode, and boom, now you have a brain injury, you have a traumatic brain injury. It's happened to people. As I said, this is relatively new.
Well, you know what, Michael, we have in the civilian world, we've been hearing about this in recent years, associated a lot with professional sports like football.
Right, and that's quite true. That is quite true. You're on the civilian side.
They've been talking about it quite a bit, and that's how it's out on a lot of our radar, or not.
Yeah, that is quite true.
I had no idea it was something that the military folks were.
Yes, in the military world, this has become quite serious. Because so many soldiers, Marines, airmen, even Navy personnel, and maybe even some Coast Guard personnel, they could have been over in a hostile area, and you're walking, and all of a sudden, boom, there's a loud explosion. Or you could be patrolling in a convoy, and it happens a lot. You're in a convoy, And when you're in a convoy, you have to be forever vigilant. You have to pay attention because it's not a joke or a game. This is for real. And all of a sudden, boom, an explosion goes off. You see a bright flash, and the next thing you know, you're unconscious.
Oof, Mike.
And that's part of what happens with the TBI, but it affects your body. You know, it affects. So all of a sudden, it can trigger you having tinnitus. And it's called acoustic trauma also when you have these head injuries. It's so loud, and it affects your ears.
Yes, wow.
And there's so many of our veterans that have this. They have traumatic brain injury. They were knocked unconscious, and now that, you know, they don't know if they're coming or going, and then all of a sudden, now you have ringing in your ears, and it's loud. And you have it forever and ever.
Is that right? Because, see, this has been something, like you pointed out so eloquently, that in the past would have been overlooked. We were,
right.
You know, it wasn't just something with TBI in our vernacular. So this was just not something we were going to talk about or say, hey, you know, how's that TBI going? It just, we were unaware.
Yeah, very much
we were
so.
Unaware.
Very much so. And you know, Carrie, the correlation you brought up with sports.
Yes.
And the same thing can happen to military people.
Really?
Playing sports, doing athletics. I have one, and mine was based on a confidence course. I fell off a balance beam that was a few feet high off the ground. And I literally fell. This is when I was on active duty. Right. Many moons ago when I was on active duty, I slipped, fell. I hit my head, and I hit my neck at the same time. I just bounced, boom. Didn't know if I was coming or going. So umpteen years later, when I saw it in my medical records and I applied for it, the doctors and the mental health professionals all said the same thing. They said, wow, umpteen years ago, you had a concussion which led to a traumatic brain injury. And right now, you do have other injuries with memory and so forth that it comes from all of that. And even though it was many, many moons ago, this is the end result. So I was rated for a traumatic brain injury.
Oh, Michael, wow. This is something that sounds like you're going to be always coping with or dealing with.
Oh, yeah, very much so, Carrie. You know, very, very much so. That's why, as you know, Carrie, I am an advocate for veterans.
Yeah.
You know, because I've gone through some of these things personally. And
well, Michael,
wow.
Please continue.
Right, I've experienced these things personally. So that's what's my passion. That's why I'm so passionate with helping veterans, my veteran brothers and sisters, because I've gone through what they've gone through. I know I have my good days, Carrie, where I'm up and I'm alive and I can do stuff. And then I have my days where it's debilitating. Because
you have these
Carrie.
You have these kind of challenges. But, Michael, I just
want
to say, we want to remind everybody who's in listening, earshot of what you've got to say today and what we've been talking about, we want to remind everybody that you're not alone. And
very much so.
And, again, I just want to say a big, big thank you
right.
to all that have done in my little world.
You know, reach
Reach
out, Carrie. That's what as veterans, reach out to some veterans organizations, join veterans organizations, reach out to other veterans. There are a lot of us that just love to talk to each other. And you know, there's no stigma. We're veterans. Doesn't matter what era. that you served in. You reach out to your veteran brothers and sisters because they understand. They know what you're going through. They've gone through it. They're still going through it. And that's where our strength comes from, Kerry Hines.
All right. Well, it sounds amazing to me to hear that. Okay, Michael Hopkins, as always, we are at the part of the show where we ask you, what would you like to leave us with this week? What do you want the veterans to know most?
The most? It's all about the vets, their families, the advocates of the vets, and the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, nice.
Along with,
Vet Talk Radio.
And Vet Talk Radio Show.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Michael Hopkins, again, from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. I'm Kerry Hines in Brooklyn, New York. Outstanding, as always. We'll see you next time. Thank you, Michael. Great job.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Kerry Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform.